So again, want to thank the CDC for funding our project. We're thrilled to have this very exciting community-based project. And I have no relationships to disclose. So just in case, just so everybody's on the same page, Wills Eye Hospital is located in Philadelphia, and we were the first eye hospital in the country. It was actually started, James Wills left his estate to the city of Philadelphia. So we're affiliated with Jefferson, but we're actually owned by the Board of City Trust of Philadelphia. So we're a nonprofit, independent institution. We are the largest eye hospital, seeing over 300,000 patients annually. And again, the glaucoma service is one of the largest in the country. Dr. Katz is the PI on the grant, and I am the project director, and many of my staff are in the room. Harjeet is a project manager. I'll show you the very large team we have. Dr. Katz has over 25 years' experience taking care of patients with glaucoma. So what I wanted to show you, because I wasn't sure if everybody actually even knew what glaucoma was, and I know it's a big assumption, but I just want to, I'm not sure the audience, optometrists, ophthalmologists, public health, lots of different audiences. And I thought it would be helpful to show this because we actually give a workshop to people who come to our program, and this is one of the slides that we have in the workshop. And, you know, we describe the high pressure. So the intraocular pressure is high due to excess fluid. And we explain about the changing of the optic nerve, the potential damage to the optic nerve back here. And again, the big thing is that it's asymptomatic. And so we try to explain to people that they may not feel any pain or they may not have any vision changes. Sorry, I didn't know these slides were building here. So we really emphasize that if you don't treat it and you're not managed on every 4 to 6 months, that it can lead to blindness. One of the ways that we found helpful when people were working with us initially to explain this was that kind of like the sink backs up here. So we have this image, it's actually on the web from Google Images, but we actually show a normal sink and then it backs up and it clogs up. And people really find this very easy to understand. And, you know, the population is elderly people who are coming to a senior center. And so they have said that this really helps them to understand actually what's going on. So again, we explain normal vision, and this is from the NEI, early glaucoma, advanced glaucoma, and extreme glaucoma. And this is important because we have these workshops, like I mentioned, and this is what how we explain why they need to do a visual field, and we tell them about their peripheral vision, and then they're more likely to get to agree to have the visual field test. So I'm going to walk you through what exactly we do. Why do we screen for glaucoma? So we emphasize that 50% of people are undiagnosed. Again, reiterating, they don't have vision changes in early stage, typically unnoticed till advanced age. We know, and when we were designing our grant and our program, we were trying to figure out who to target and what was best for our population in our city. And again, we know that people who are over 60 and those who are African American over 50 are at greatest risk, and then certain ethnicities, and also those who have a family history. So we really emphasize to people that when diagnosed early, you can treat it, and ongoing management, and continue to work, drive, and I think people are very happy to hear that with ongoing management. So that's really our core, is this ongoing management. So the purpose of our program was, again, to identify and engage older adults in underserved communities in Philadelphia most vulnerable to glaucoma. And we provide educational workshops. Our goal was to really reach as many people as we could, perform 2,000 community-based focused ocular examinations, and then provide community-based treatment, follow-up, and laser treatment, especially, to people in the community. And really, lasers are not being done in the community. So, and we have found, again, lots of people, which I'm going to show you, diagnosed with glaucoma, suspect, and narrow angle. So this is our huge team of people that we actually, many of which go out. We have at least one glaucoma specialist at all times in the community. And Harjeet is here. She's our project manager. And we have ocular technicians, and we have a van driver, and we have community health educators. This is kind of the blurry map of Philly, just to show you that we have 40 community partners that we have identified through the help of Philadelphia Corporation of Aging, and they are overseeing many senior centers. Again, it's a very similar model in many cities. If any of you are attempting to do community-based programs, you know that, you know, partnering in the cities with many different organizations. So we have partnered with all of these groups. This is what our van looks like. It's a Sprinter van, and we wrapped it with our Will's Eye name, and Harjeet is very familiar with going in this van every other day. So what we did was we had to go to the community partners, and we had to actually sell the program and convince them that, yes, we would like to bring our entire clinic, including the visual field test and the slit lamps and our team of, you know, 8 or 10 with our 5 laptops and all of our tables, and come actually to the place. So one of the ways that we were able to sell the program was to provide educational workshops. And those typically go on before, after lunch, sometimes during lunch, in a time and a place where all of the seniors are there, if we're targeting the seniors. Most of them will be senior centers. And we show a video, we had to translate all of our materials into Spanish, Mandarin, and Russian. And at that time, we basically offer them to sign up for the screening. And then the screenings are scheduled either that same afternoon or that same week or the following week. So we usually can see up to 150 to 200 people during that workshop. And we've run a couple of workshops at each place. They're run by community health educators, and they've been very well received. Then they sign up for the eye screening, which we call the eye exam, and about 20 people a day can do this. So we have a medical history intake. We basically do the entire EMR that you would do in a clinical setting. We have 5 different stations, and people do intake. Then we send them to do visual field, visual acuity. Then the ophthalmologist reads the visual acuity test and the visual field results. They do the comprehensive eye exam with the slit lamp. We check the pressure, and they come up with a diagnosis. We also have the clinical fellows going out into the field who are supervised by the glaucoma specialist as well. And then we provide treatment options for them on the spot. So this is just a picture. This is Dr. Myers doing the slit lamp exam. This is a patient getting the visual field. And this is Jeannie Melanow, who is our ocular technician. We are using a handheld new Volk camera to take a picture of the optic nerve and fundus photo. And then we're grading those, and we're documenting those, and those are attached and uploaded with the EMR. So the patient is either diagnosed with glaucoma, glaucoma suspect, or narrow angle. Related to this grant, we're also picking up cataracts. We have like 80% of the patients have a cataract. We're grading the cataracts, so obviously the ones that are more serious we're referring. Picking up macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, dry eye, most common things that we're finding. The big thing here that's different from most other screenings, besides the fact that we're following up in the community, is that we're also providing on-site laser therapy. And we were able to get the laser, it's about a $50,000 equipment to be donated from a laser company for us to use for this project. So Dr. Katz selected the laser because it's very effective, it's minimal complications, and it can eliminate the need for medications. It doesn't always do that. So again, it's a laser. We have 2 kinds of lasers. I'll explain that later if anybody wants to hear about that. So anyway, these are basically our recommendations. So the bottom line is, if you have glaucoma, we're bringing them back 4 to 6 weeks and 4 to 6 months at the community site. If they have suspect, we're scheduling them and bringing them back in 4 to 6 months. If they have narrow angle, 4 to 6 weeks and 4 to 6 months. No glaucoma, we're recommending that they see their own eye doctor. And we are actually scheduling them to come back, and we have follow-up data on all of these numbers. So I'm going to present the results from basically January when we started until October 1. We've screened 985 patients, subjects, participants. I like to call them patients. The good news is, as of November 3, yesterday or this week, we've now reached the 1,000 patient mark. We're going to be screening up until April, and we anticipate we'll be able to reach our 2,000 mark. no problem. So this is what's interesting. Right now, the data is based on 985 patients that have been screened. We had 982 scheduled, and actually 708 showed, but we had so many walk-ins that we actually exceeded the number that we screened compared to the number that we scheduled. And I was initially involved in many of these on-site days that we were out there, and we had a big kind of dilemma, should we accept the walk-ins? And we kind of made a universal decision, let's accept the walk-ins. So I encourage any of you to do that, accept your walk-ins, because what happened was the workshops raised a lot of awareness, and people, maybe they didn't attend the workshop, but their friend did, maybe their friend scheduled for the screening, and we just got a lot of attention. I think this is a significantly low no-show rate. Harjita's personally called every patient that didn't show up. We were able to reschedule some, and some canceled. But we have a very low cancellation and no-show rate. Our demographic of the population, 64% African-American, 14% Asian, low Hispanic. We are trying to target more Hispanics. But our population in Philly is mostly African-American. Around Wills, we're in Chinatown, so we're trying to get more Asian and 15% Caucasian. So this is the diagnoses that we have come up with, and you can see there were 46 cases of glaucoma. This is why I asked Jerry that question. We separated out the patients that actually had glaucoma because Janann brought to our attention, you haven't found any new cases. So we separated those out, and so 46 new cases. We have a very large number of glaucoma suspect, and we are bringing them back. And we have much more narrow angle than we actually anticipated in an African-American population. So those patients are benefiting from this laser called LPI, which is laser peripheral iridotomy. So again, this is what I was mentioning, LPI. There are two different types of lasers, and I'm looking for my pointer here. So the LPI actually makes a teeny, teeny little hole right here, and versus the SLT is more of a light beam, and it doesn't actually touch the eye or do anything. Both of them open up the drainage system and allow the pressure to go down. We are doing something very unique, which is called bilateral lasers, where we're actually doing two eyes at the same time, not simultaneously, but one eye, then the other eye. Most lasers are done in the office, one eye, they go home, they come back, they check the pressure, everything's okay, then they come back in and do another. It's like cataract surgery where they do it. But we are doing actually bilateral lasers at the same time. We actually presented the data and submitted it for several publications and have done very well, very low risk factors, really no side effects with the bilateral LPI. So everybody's very happy. And the laser, again, I put on here, was donated by Luminous. So that's kind of what the laser looks like. And they put this kind of little lens on the eye so that the beam can go in where they want it to go in, and he just pushes this little button and it just makes about 50 clicks, giving the little hole or the light beam, and the patient doesn't really feel anything, and it's worked very, very well. And we bring the laser every time, Harjeet, or we know when the patients are scheduled for the laser, so we have it with us, or we bring it back when they're scheduled. Yeah. Yeah, so we put that in the van and we bring it. So again, the lasers have been completed, which is a very unique thing. We have 48 LPIs. Again, this is for the narrow angle, and a lot of those were in the African American community, which is really not who you normally expect to have narrow angle. Narrow angle is more in the Asian community because of the anatomical shape of the eye. So this is a new finding. And the ophthalmologists are very interested in this. And obviously, you can see these are LPIs. And so we're doing a lot of LPIs, and we expected more to be doing SLTs. But that's the breakdown by ethnicity. Again, because we're working with Westat, and the two programs are working on similar metrics, we also are assessing satisfaction, and you can see that 82% are very satisfied with their exam. I'm going to just skip over that lower number in a sec, but satisfied with the staff, convenience. If you add very satisfied and satisfied together, they come out to be, you know, very, very high. This is great. Likely to recommend the examination to friends or family. And the most important thing is that they're likely to follow up with their eye care. The eye exam does take a while. They're not in and out. Obviously, they come 10 o'clock. They're out of there, you know, 12 o'clock. Then they get their lunch. So we are there usually between 9 and 2. And, you know, it may drag on. But, you know, getting a visual field takes time in older people. And going through our whole stations and then the picture of the optic nerve. But, you know, if you came to Wills, it would take twice as long and you would have to be transported there. So this is a setting where they're already coming, and I think that's why it really works. They're already being driven there to have their activities and their lunch. And just so you know, someone independently asked these questions. Our staff, we have like students that work with us or independent people ask them at the end, not the people that actually did all the exams, so they don't feel uncomfortable. For our projections, just so you know where we're thinking with the 2,000 patients at 40 sites, which we will reach by April, we're basing the 45%, which was that other chart I showed you, will be diagnosed with glaucoma, glaucoma suspect, or narrow angle. We're anticipating 900 patients. How many of those actually schedule? 75% schedule, so we hope to see 675, or at least schedule. And how many of those attend? 80% of those who are scheduled actually attend, based on the data that we have now, with lots of phone calls and lots of patient navigations. We're not mailing the patients anything, but we do phone calls. We expect to have a cohort of about 500 patients that will actually need ongoing follow-up. And like I said, you know, every 4 to 6 months for the rest of their life, these patients are going to need to be followed. Just the two testimonials. Mrs. Williams at the West Oak Lane, I didn't know anything about glaucoma before today. Now I know that I'm at risk for glaucoma and I need to follow up. The team gave me a thorough exam, more thorough than I've ever had at any other locations, and care for this will help many seniors get the recommended eye care. So, again, we wrote a PCORI grant to submit to try to follow these patients, and we were looking to get letters of support from patients because PCORI is this patient-centered outcomes research institute, and it had to be patient-centered and get patients involved in the research design. So we were, patients wrote these in their letters. I participated in glaucoma screening. I hadn't had my eyes checked before 2 years. I learned a lot with the workshops, and after being diagnosed, this person actually had laser. She was scared, but she explained it, and she decided to go through with it. And not only will I continue to follow up, but I have recommended the program to my friends and family. So we feel we've done a really great thing. We're in 40 different locations all over the city, and we were just published in the Inquirer last week for a very nice community-based story.